Pinto. Rashi said, "Dokin shebepnei odin." If you have cracks on your face, if you take something cold, that's good. If you change it around, it's like can't. It's something dangerous. Cholo liziburo. If you want to take vinegar, liziburo. Again, so cholo liziburo. Rashi says, if you have bloodletting, it's good to take some vinegar. Umenina l'tanisa. It's good to take small fish after you fast. The chaluf for the opposite way around, sakanta, that's no good. Tachwe viziburei, cress, after bloodletting, tachlo viziburei, sakanta, that's no good. If you say cress, after you have bloodletting, that's a sakana. Ishto vizibura, sakanta. Because fever is also dangerous after you have a bloodletting. It's also no good. Koyiv eino, Usvure sakanta. Also, the person has a sore in the eyes, it's dangerous to have bloodletting then. Now, sheni, the second day after sheni ladag, the second day after you ate fish, then it's okay to have a bloodletting. Sheni ladag dam, then you can have bloodletting. Sheni ladam, the second day after you have bloodletting, then dag, then it's also okay to have fish. Shlishiloi, on the third day though, then sakanta, then it's dangerous, then it's no good. Alright, we'll stop here. Yechoftes, Tavchoftes, Amralaf on top. What's the last line, top and the first line? Cholo lisiburei. If you have a siburei, that means Rashi says, Akoza Saddam. You just have some bloodletting, so then cholo to take vinegar is good. Uminuni. That's why she says, Dokum Kitanim, small fish, Litainisa. If you finish fasting, after a fast, it's good to have fish. A herring, right. Vechilufa sakanta. The opposite way is bad. This is sakana. Tichlo viziburio sakanta. If after you have bloodletting, you take tichlo, cress, that's very dangerous. Ishaso viziburio, if you have ishaso, fever. And then you have some bloodletting, also sakanta. It's no good, it's a danger. Koyiv eino, if you have an eye ache, your eye is bothering you. Osaburi, then you take a bloodletting, sakanta. That's dangerous, watch yourself. Sheni ladag dam. The second day after you ate some fish, it's okay to have some bloodletting. Sheni ladam, the second day from the bloodletting, dag, it's okay to have fish. But shlishi loi sakanta. The third day after bloodletting, or the third day after you ate fish, you should not have the opposite. Then it's dangerous. If you just ate fish 3 days ago, do not have bloodletting today. And if you have bloodletting 3 days ago, do not eat fish today. That's a sakona. Tana Rabbonim. Hamekiz dam. Somebody just had some bloodletting. That was the times in the Gemara used to cut, make a decision by your shoulders and take out some blood. It was a refu, it was healthy for you. So make his dam, somebody has some bloodletting, is loyechol chagvash. Do not eat these things right after. What are these? Loyecholov, do not have any milk. For loyegvina, do not have any cheese. For loybitsolim, no onions. Loyechechlayim, another type of a grass, something that grows. Loyechechlayim. Im ochal, what's going to be if you eat one of these things? Some rabbi, Abaye says right away, neisi reviyoso de chola, take a revius of a lug, the 4 ounces of vinegar, or viyosa de chamro, and then take a revius of wine, v'navinu v'adi adodi, and mix them up well together, v'nishte, and you should drink this. That will be a refuah for you. Now, v'chi mefana, when you have to go to the Beis HaKisei, is le mefana elu le mizrocha shalir. Make sure you only let yourself ease at the east side of the city. So Rashi says, because that has the least wind. The east wind is very weak. Therefore, won't blow the, says, mishum de kosher recha. A very bad odor is going to come out from this. You don't want that odor to come into the city, so make sure you ease yourself at the east side of the city, because on the east the wind is the weakest, so we'll not bring the bad odor into the city. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Malin Unkeli b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put back in place an Unkeli on Shabbos. Now, my Unkeli, what is this? So Omer Rav Abba is Tumcha Deliba. It says some part of your heart. Rashi says it's the bofer, it's the piece of flesh that holds up your heart. So if that falls out of place on Shabbos, that's a sakana for your heart, you have a right to put it back into place. Rashi says, it's the mucha deliba, doifnei bosor, the side meat, shetoch of halei, that the leiv is put into. Vu tafasha, that's the diaphragm there. Vishnachrina tenuch shekenegra leiv, the pipe opposite the heart. Shekari nivla, hopam shenichva, sometimes it bends over the wrong side, and it's hard for you to breathe. So, it's a sakona, you'll have to fix this on Shabbos. Now, how do you fix it? Ma yisisusa, what is the remedy, what's the medicine for this? So it's like this. Maisi kamuna, you bring some kamuna, whatever that is, some type of the grass. Yeah. Kruye, another type of a herb. Venine, another one. Viagavna, vitsisri, all these things together. Viavdosa, yeah, viavdosa. Take all these things together. Rashi says, Abdos is ace of mar, a bitter leaf, a bitter grass. Take all these together. Now, like this. Leliva, if you have a dead heart, if it hurts the heart hurts you. So then, Bechamra, mix all these herbs into wine and drink it. That will fix up your heart. Visenech, what's the simin? Viyayin yisamach levad enesh. That wine makes the heart happy. Kids, if you have heart problems, mix up all these herbs and wine. That will put the heart back to place. Yeah. Lerucha, let's say you have a hard time breathing, your lungs are bothering you. So then b'maya, mix up these herbs in water. The simnecha, the simen for this is, remember this is, v'ruach elokim rachef asafnei amayim, v'ruach en mayim, when you have a problem of ruach, of your breath, then go to the water, water will help you. Lekuda, Rashi says that means an isha that's giving birth, she's having a hard time, because the choyli isha yoledes, umestanenes, she becomes very cold there. You have to help her. So then, v'shichra, put these herbs into beer and let her drink it down. That will help her. The zemech, what's the simon for beer? The kadu al shichma. She has a lug on her shoulders. Mashma shichma with shichra goes together to remember it. So that by she needs with beer.
That'll read
her out? Yeah, right. But again, like I said yesterday, it's Kabbalah, these medicines, lav davka, help today. Nobody should try these medicines today unless the doctor says it's okay. Because the body changed today, that's not mukhach, these medicines will help today. Ravacha b'rei d'rova shochuk le l'kula b'had yadodi. When he had a problem in the heart, he took all these herbs and he ground them up together. V'shochuk le mola chomesh espioseho. He took like one handful, five fingers full of this. V'shosule, and he put it into wine, whatever problem he had, either wine, water, or the shichra, and they drank it. Rav Ashi, no. Shochet kol chada v'chad l'chuda. He took each one of these herbs and he ground them up separately. V'shokol moli, took a pinchful. V'shokol moli etzbo rafsa, the thumb, or moli etzbo sujutsa, the pinky. Mashmi, one of this, a small pinchful of each one of them he took and that he put into wine, and that's the way he drank it. He did not take a whole handful together, but he took five different pinchfuls of them. Amar Papa, Ano Avdi L'chol Hani. When the Papa had a heart problem, so he did these aces, and Vloizah saw he did not get better. Adiyom Alei Hutai, until finally he had advice by some Arab. An Arab came along and told him that I see Kuzacharato. Please take yourself a new pitcher, an earthly pitcher. O Malai Yomai, fill it up with water. For Rami Bey Tavad the Dufsha, and put inside it a spoon full of honey. It's holy law bay kuchvi, that this honey was outside last night under the stars. Kids of this honey saw the stars last night. And lamacha, tomorrow, Ishusei, drink this remedy, and then your heart will be in A1 condition. Saavdi hochi, my papa listened, did like this. This is so, and he became well. That was his refuah. Tana Rabban wrote a price like this. Shisha dvorim mirafin esachoyla. There are six things that will heal you if you're sick. These are six things behold you from your sickness. Six good remedies. Or refuasa refua. And the Gemara is being made. This is a healing. This is a good refua. These are the six things. Kruv, it's good to take cabbage. Tardin, eat beets. Omeisisin, whatever that is. Now she says, Puliya, Yavish. All right, whatever that is. Sharon Bamaya Bishaisa. All right, so another herb probably. Something that grows, okay. Juveshas, be dried out. The cavus, the cava usually the stomach of the animal. The heres, that's the placenta. Rashi's rachma, shel behema, the womb of the animal, the aseres hakovet, the lobe over the liver. If you eat from this, it's healthy, it's a refuah. The yeshem some add to this, af dogam katanim, gshmaka sardines is also good. Small fish is also good. For lawyer, not only this, el shadogim katanim, small fish, mefarin umarbin kol gufish elodim. Mamish keeps you in shape. You want to be 100% in shape, keep your whole body in good exercise, good map, mavin, eat the small fish. That will keep you going. Yeah. Now, asara devorim machzirin esachilu l'chilu. 10 things that you take, it's the opposite, or just put you back in your sickness. You want to become sick again, you didn't have enough rest yet, so take these 10 things and they'll put you back in bed. V'chol yekosha, and it'll even become worse now, the sickness now will be worse. Elohim, these are the 10 things. V'echol bosa shor, eat meat of an ox. Ox meat, not so healthy. Shumen, if it's very fat. So on the start he says, Klei machel of tor, by shumen shaloifis. Yeah, shumen means the kosher of fat. Bosa tli, if you eat roasted meat. Bosa tziporim, you eat the meat of the birds. What's wrong with this? Yeah. Ubeita tluy or roasted egg. Veshachlayim, v'takachlach, dekachalas, you take a haircut, or merchat, and then you wash yourself, you go to the bath. Ugevina, cheese, v'kovet and liver. The Esherm some say afa goyz, and even nuts are not healthy. The Esherm some say af kishuyim, even cucumbers are not healthy. Again, like I said, these things do not apply today. Af kishuyim, even cucumbers also. And Tana Deverev Shimon, the very Shimon we learned, Loma Nikra Shimon Kishuyim. Why is it called Kishuyim, cucumbers? Vnei Shein Koshin, L'chol Gufa Shaladam, Kecharvois. They're hard, they're dangerous to the body, like a sword. Stay away from Kishuyim, they're very dangerous, hard for the body. Yeah. Now we have the Mishnah says. But Ein Mistafrim Mihem B'chol Mokum. And now the Mishnah says you cannot take a haircut by a guy any place. Talking about Bar Mitzvah, we learn like this. Yisrael ha-mistapim yad-kechovim. If a Jew goes into a goyish ababa, so the loch is roya b'mara. He's allowed to take a haircut if he looks in the mirror. We'll soon see why. Roya b'mara, he's allowed to look in the mirror, then it's okay. Yad-kechovim ha-mistapim yisrael. If a Jew gives a guy a haircut, kivon shigia l'bu yaitah. When he comes to his middle flocks of hair, that was where he used to leave the hair, l'shem d'avoy d'zara, like an Indian in the middle used to leave a long row of hair, l'shem d'avoy d'zara. So if so, a Jew has to be careful, shaymet es yodoy, he has to take his hands away. Now we'll soon see three as boys. When you come close to that flock of hair that he leaves over, you're not allowed to make it look nice, because that is made nice for the shame of their avoy d'zara. So 3 inches before that, you have to stop cutting his hair. Now let's see. Oh, my, what we just say? Yisrael ha-mestapim mevkechovim. A Jew that's taken a haircut by a guy, roya b'mara. So the answer is, look in the mirror. Then you're okay. The question is, hechi dami, how are we talking about over here? Ibrishusarab, if the haircut is on Fairfax, the bab, it's on a Rishusarab, Mapiko, it's on a Rishusarabim, lomali mara. What do you have to have a mara mirror for? We said already, Rishusarab, it's okay. There's no sakono. The guy would be afraid to slit your neck in the Shusarab. Everybody will see it. If it's in a private house, a private place, so what is it going to help? You're using a mirror, the guy will slit your neck with the mirror. So my answer is yes. Liyaylum the price means Rishus Hayochid. So what's the heft of looking into a mirror? The answer is, if you look in the mirror, you look like a prestige person. So the guy would be afraid to kill you. The guy sees, wow, look at this guy. He cares so much how he looks. He must be a real important person. So I'm afraid to kill him. I'll get into trouble. The kid said, that's the answer. Well, so we don't pass like this. That's the price that means that if you're there privately, the answer is, keep on looking in the mirror, you'll get him scared. Rav Huna bar Bizna have a mistapim of Kechavim v'shvil of the Nadoi. Rav Huna bar Bizna took a haircut by a guy in the streets of Nadoi. So most probably he thought that this was considered a Rishus Rabbim, she thought it's Mutter. Omalei, so the guy said to Chon, he said like this, Chona, Yoyu Kiyachal Azuga, your neck is so beautiful for my razor. So In other words, I'd like to just lift your neck. So Omar, he said, he got scared. So Chuna said about himself, Taisli, really I deserve this. Taisli, the Avri of Rav Meir, that I did not listen to Rav Meir. And Rav Meir says, do not take a haircut by a guy any place. So Omar says, you did not, according to Rabbanim sheet, you did okay. No, you did not even listen to the Rabbanim. Why? Because aim at the Omar Rabbanim is just a rabbin. When do the Rabbanim say you're allowed to take a haircut by a guy? Only in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they don't have to be afraid. The Rosh Hashanah Yochid and the Yomar, they never said this. So what's on Rav Huna, Rav Chana? Rav Chana thought, Shvilu bin Adoi, Kivu Neshchichi Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Dami. Since the mice, a lot of people walk by there, even though it's not the main pathway through the street, but people walk by there, like a side street over here. The mice, the people do walk by. So that's awesome. There it's not permissible. It's only mut, according to Rabbanin, mamish in the main road in a big street like Pico in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There would be mut. This is the ma'isa here that the chorus will be held is only should be done Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and not Rosh Hashanah Yochid. There's a famous shalom about using a mirror. The Tzai speaks out here, Hamestabim v'chavim roi v'mara tanya v'tesef the pregum v'vishalmi the pirkin yisrom v'chavim v'chavim roi v'mara. That if you take haircuts from a guy, look in the mirror. Menakusi ain't way the mara. Pirish, lefi shayna chashuta mashvika zamin. Yeah. Hetiru shebeish of Gamlio, show you right in the mara. Pirish, af menakusi, if they show you skukla malchus. So they gave a special heta that even by a kusi you're allowed to use a mirror. There's a mashma, shaosalish, liras the mara. That a man is not allowed to look into a mirror. The nira ki atami shum la yubash gevis in lefisha. Like in the Gemara's times, only an isha would look into the mirror to make herself look nice. Not a man. So if a man would look into the mirror, mash would be also. If you show me after said there was a special heter here by a guy, to kuach nefesh, if it took a heter by a kusi, also be mutter. Then Toys ends up at the end, it goes down and says, to adi yosa b'choya liros pamara, miu eino osa kiyim lis noyis. Only if you're doing it to make yourself look nice. To yava mishum la yubash gever, avol is tapeh la galeach v'lirois pamara, shla yechpo v'yatsmoy, then for sure it's okay. If you want to look in the mirror when you're taking a shave to make sure you're not going to cut yourself, that's okay. The ikarista would only be if you look there just purely to make yourself look nice, that's doima to layubash simas isha. However, Lamaisa, the Mechaba brings down that today, that since Lamaisa, the minig is that men do look in the mirror, the male is not called the Maisa isha bimutta. Now, the first people that used the mirror maybe did the Aveira. But after it became a normal thing now for men to use a mirror, now already it's okay. Okay, right. V'yavik yichavim ha-mestapim yisrael, if a Jew is giving a guy a haircut, so kivan shigil l'bluriyus, so when he comes to his... to the glorious, to the hair there, shermetus yodei, stop cutting a little bit before. Now v'kama, right before you get to the chup, how much do you have to stop? V'kama, omar av malkiyo with the hay, omar avada barava, Shloshetz boys, l'cho ruach ruach. On each side of this hair, this flock of hair, you have to leave over 3 etz boys, like 3 inches. Do not cut even before that, in order not to make him look nice. Pizah boy deserve. Omar Rav Chanino Brei the Rav Iko Shvud. The loch about a shvud about a spit that broke and you fix it on Yom Tov or not. Shvachos Shala. How many maids if you bring in the wife still have to work? Shala Gemara Subis V'gumos Shala about a simonim. When a girl becomes a gedola, so the question of the saras, the hair fell out, and you have the gumas, the holes there where the hair were, is that considered a simon or not? So in these days, those of Malkia would have vote. But Bluri, the loch of our mission here, about to chop the hair, and or else Eifa Makla, it's also Shaila about a tattoo, if you make a scratch and then you put the ashes, is that an issa of Ksavas Kakam, or Gvina, we'll see later about Gvina's Akka, about cheese, that was of Malkia, with a hay. He was the one that said this halacha. A number of papa said a little bit different number of papa, Masdis and the Masdis of Malkia. Anything that was learned in the Mishnah and the Braisa, that's what Malkia said it over with a hay. Shemaita Torah, a thing that's only learned in the Gemara, that was of Malkia with a vav. The Simna, what's the Simna to remember this? Masdis and Malkasa. Like a Mishnah with a Malkasa, it's like with the hay, Malka. My Benar, what's the difference? The Benar is Shvachas. The Afkaminer is, who said this a lot about Shvachas? According to the first one, it was Malkia with the Vav that said it. According to the second one, Shvachos was Rav Malkia, right. According to the second shot now, Since this was learned in the Mishnah, it was Umalkia with the hay that said it. We're getting to know who said this Shmuz. Now it's a new Mishnah. This Mishnah, the next 10 blocks, remember, she started to take a halachas. These are the Ikra halachas.